Hey everyone, this is Alex Gowler with the Hope Collective, and we are going to have a conversation today about baptism. We at the Hope Collective believe that baptism is one of the most important decisions we can make in our life following Jesus. But because we all come from different faith backgrounds and different church traditions, there can be a lot of confusion out there about what baptism is, why it's important, and how we're supposed to carry out this practice that Jesus gave us. And so we've created this resource to help us all be on the same page about how we think about baptism, how we practice it, and what it looks like to be baptized as part of the Hope Collective. We've created a companion resource to go along with this recording called Preparing for Baptism. You can find it online at thehopeco.com. But we are going to jump right in with this first question. What is baptism? Baptism is a practice that Jesus handed down to his followers. It's something that we do to symbolize something that God has done in us. Baptism in and of itself doesn't have any power. It's a symbol. It points to something else and only has its significance because that other thing exists. In that way, baptism is a lot like a wedding ring. A wedding ring is a symbol of a relationship between two people, of this new life that they share together, about this new status they have in the world. But without that relationship, the wedding ring doesn't mean much. Baptism is very similar. It's a symbol that points to something else. And if that's the case, if baptism is a practice that symbolizes something else, well, then what does baptism symbolize? Baptism symbolizes the end of our life without Jesus, and the beginning of our new life, lived with and like him. Throughout the New Testament, Jesus gives this command, this invitation to people that is an invitation to follow him, to enter into a new relationship with him, to have forgiveness of their sins and a brand new life spent as his followers, his disciples. And when they respond to that decision, the next step that we see in the rest of the New Testament is this step of baptism. But what does baptism have to do with following Jesus? Can't we just make this decision and everything will be just fine? Well, we see in the Gospels that Jesus himself was baptized to symbolize his relationship with God. In the beginning of the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, we see this moment where Jesus is baptized by his cousin John in the Jordan River. And when he goes under the water, he comes back up and the heavens are opened and the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus. And the voice of God thunders above the crowd to say, "This is my son whom I love. In him I am well pleased." Jesus's baptism symbolized his relationship with God, and God declared Jesus's identity over him before he started a single mission trip or went out and did his ministry. There was this moment in Jesus's life where he was baptized to symbolize the relationship that he had with God. Not only was Jesus baptized, but Jesus also commissioned his followers to baptize others. In the famous Great Commission of Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, Jesus tells his disciples, "Go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, helping them enter into a new life lived with Jesus among his followers that involved this practice of baptism." Not only did Jesus commission his followers to baptize others, but we see later on in Acts chapter 2, verses 38 to 41, that his followers actually carried it out. They actually did baptize those who were the first believers outside of the New Testament church being born in Acts 2. That these men and women made a decision to follow Jesus after Peter's first sermon in Acts 2, and they were baptized after that to symbolize this new relationship and this new life that they had with Jesus. Now, if baptism is this important, if there's so much that the New Testament has to say about it, does baptism make me a follower of Jesus? Well, baptism doesn't make you anything. It symbolizes what you've already become. Again, baptism has no power in and of itself. It only has significance because it symbolizes something that God has done, this new life that he has started in us. Again, the wedding ring analogy here is helpful. A wedding ring, wearing a wedding ring doesn't make you married. It doesn't create a marriage. It doesn't create a new relationship. But people who are married will wear a wedding ring to symbolize this relationship that they have with someone. But in and of itself, the ring doesn't have any power. It doesn't make you married. It only symbolizes the marriage that already exists. So baptism doesn't make us a follower of Jesus any more than wearing a ring will make you married. Baptism symbolizes what we have already become as Jesus' followers. Who then should be baptized? Well, at the Hope Collective, we believe that everyone who has made a decision to follow Jesus, their next step is to be baptized. For many, baptism represents their first movement towards Jesus, to follow his example, because Jesus was baptized. We see following his example being one reason to be baptized, and the second, to obey the command that he gave to his followers, to baptize others into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And then throughout the New Testament, we see baptism happening over and over and over again as men and women make this decision to enter into a new life with Jesus. So everyone who has made a decision to follow Jesus should be baptized. But how does HopeCo practice baptism? Again, different churches practice baptism in different ways. And the Hope Collective practices baptism by immersion. We see, again, at the beginning of the Gospels, that Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River was going under the waters of the Jordan and coming out again, immersed into the water. And being under the water symbolized death to the old, death to a life without God. And coming out of the water symbolizes a new life lived with and like Jesus. As we follow Jesus' example, going under the water symbolizes death, just like the 3 days he spent dead in the grave, and coming out of the water symbolizes the new life that he had on Easter Sunday, new life that we get to share as we live with and like him. Baptism isn't just something that's done by immersion, however, within the Hope Collective. It's also something that we do in community. It's not something that we practice on our own, because no new life begins without other life speaking into it. And so baptism is something that we practice as a community, because when you begin this new life with God, you begin new life with a family. And so the question becomes, who should baptize me? And here's the beauty of who gets to baptize you. It doesn't have to be a pastor. Anyone who has been key in helping you follow Jesus can be the one who baptizes you. This could be a parent. It could be a friend. It could be a spiritual mentor. Anyone who has been a big influence in your life as you have made this decision to follow Jesus can be the person who baptizes you. And we encourage you to reach out to that person and ask them to be the one to baptize you. One of our greatest joys as pastors for the Hope Collective is to watch as men and women within our community baptize one another as they carry out their obedience to Jesus, to share the good news and to see new people enter into this community, enter into this family, and enter into a relationship with the God of the universe who loves us and sent Jesus so that we could have a new life with him. Now, as we come to the end of this recording, you may have more questions or you may be all in. You may be ready to go. And so we would suggest that you reach out to us at hi@thehopeco.com or visit our website to take your next step and tell us that you are interested in being baptized. Once you do that, someone will reach out to you with details about our next baptism date and times. But in the meantime, reach out to the person that you'd like to baptize you and begin inviting your friends and family to celebrate with you. We cannot wait to be part of this next step in your relationship with Jesus, as you follow his example, as you obey his commands, and as you tell the world about this new life that you have with Jesus. So visit the website, send us an email, let us know that you want to make this move towards Jesus, and we will be in touch with you soon. Thank you for listening to this recording, and we are looking forward to celebrating with you.